going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm broadcasting live from the Ticket in Detroit, and Jeremy's holding it down at the Fort there in Baltimore at the Fan Studios. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning, man.
And by the way, Rob, if you're not back at the beginning of a segment, I'm going to come get you, too. So okay. Just to let you know.
Still waiting.
Yeah. Rob's in Detroit.
Yesterday was classic. I wish it was one of those situations, Ed, where you wish we were television. Because the look on both of our faces were, I'm looking at him like, what are you talking
about?
But
for people that don't know, like I said, Ed's not back in the studio when we were coming back from the commercial break. I said, do you want me to go get him? And then immediately I saw the look in Rob's eyes, which told me that I was giving him looks in my eyes to say, oh, I done messed up, right? I don't know why I said that.
My response was, you mean knowing how things are brutal and everything's in bounds on this show, You know you done messed up, right?
Yep.
You know you done messed up.
That's what I'll be
just
saying.
Did it again.
Who?
You.
What'd I do?
You had to explain to me Rob's in Detroit. I know where Rob is.
Not you, the listeners.
No, you said it to me.
No, you think I'm only talking to you? There's at least 10 people listening to us.
He already saves in Detroit. He said, I'm in Florida. He's in Detroit. And then he went to you and he said, yeah, Rob's in Detroit. After I said you didn't pick me up.
Yeah, but I didn't say Ed Rob's in Detroit. I know you know he's in Detroit.
Which one's Laurel and which one's Hardy?
I feel like Shemp. What are you talking about?
Shemp.
This is an interesting station here in Detroit. I did not know this. This is the only station in the country that has all four sports teams.
Oh, they're a station for all four?
They have the Tigers. They have the Lions.
Red Wings.
The Bears.
Yeah, the Pistons. No. And they have all four teams, man. And the Red Wings, of course, yeah. So, man, they stay busy.
Jeez,
the guy that helps me out here, Tom, He's the producer of the morning show here and the brand manager. So,
do we have a brand manager here? What is a brand manager? Do I have a brand?
Nobody knows.
Oh, nobody knows.
Anything that just means that I could be that guy and I'd be getting up at 4 a.m. for the rest of my life.
Joe, they have all four teams. It's probably worth it for him.
Yeah.
Maybe they can hire more people.
Hey, you know, it's funny you say that because when I walked in here, there were at least 10 people working.
Really?
That's wild.
And I'm not talking to on-air people. There were like 10 people working.
Right now, you're saying?
Right at this moment.
We don't know if we're going to get 10 people in our station today.
Gina's not even here.
She just got here. She just stumbled into that door.
Rolo. How was your evening there, Jeremy?
I mean, it was good. Trying to watch some baseball along with the draft. I mean, it was fairly easy to flip back and forth, but I was watching a couple different games You know, I know we're going to talk in length about this. Love what the Ravens did, how it worked out for them. I'm still scratching my head on the Jacksonville thing, man. I just don't.
What is that? What is that?
I don't.
What is that?
I was looking up at the screen like the Chris Farley thing on Saturday Night Live when he found out he was getting decaffeinated coffee, and he looks up and he's like, what?
Guys,
and,
Cleveland finally didn't Cleveland. Jacksonville, Cleveland. Well,
but there's people on the internet that are saying that Cleveland did. It's like, oh, my God, you had a chance to take a generational talent. Instead of taking a guy that we don't know how good he's going to be at this level, you just gathered all these picks and tried to fill a bunch of holes, including offensive line, which they need. So
I think Cleveland did a great job. I think when it's all said and done, they're going to win. I don't care what Hunter's going to be, Travis Hunter's going to be, Ed. I think when this is all said and done, Cleveland's going to win this one, this trade.
Yeah,
because they're going to get more value.
Jaguars getting slaughtered on the internet about this.
They should be.
Like, no one understands what the hell they did.
Duval.
Oh my goodness! It's like, and this was an interesting draft to say the least. We'll talk with the Ravens pick. They're getting high marks for him, but Sanders didn't go. And when Warrior didn't go, Zaraku didn't. I mean, there's so many people I expected to go high. No, none of them went, and they're still available. Well, that's amazing.
There were five O-linemen and five D-tackles in the first round, which is, you know, it goes back to what we said before leading up to this. It's not a sexy pick.
Yeah.
I mean, just not a sexy draft. I mean, I think these are going to be great players. These O-linemen are going to be 10-year players, if not more.
Well, yeah,
but it just wasn't a sexy.
I remember the Ravens picked up Ronnie Stanley. You know, a lot of people were like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they thought they were going to take Laramie Tunsil, and then the gas mask happened.
Yes, but they, you know, then it's become a really important part of this team.
Yeah,
you know, but no one was excited about an offensive tackle.
Well,
no, not, but it's necessary.
You know why that is? Because how often are they actually picking up there? You know, it's like, oh my God, you have a chance. You guys drafted a lineman? I don't know who he is. Like, that's kind of what goes on. One of my favorite things that I saw this morning when I woke up, Brett McMurphy tweeted out, weird stat, Shador Sanders is the first player in college football to have his history, in the history, to have his number retired and not get drafted 5 days later.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel bad for him, but, like, you know, I'm wondering if this is actually a good thing for him to, you know, get him focused and having him come in like, okay, you guys did everybody passed on me. Maybe it does focus him a little bit more. Maybe he has too much of an ego.
You know,
but
someone asked me last night if I felt bad for him. I'm like, I'm not reveling in his misery, but no, that's the game. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, the kid's going to get drafted and still make a couple of million dollars over his career. No, I don't feel bad for him. And evidently, either on the field, the film, or in the interview, and we've heard some things about the interview, he failed somewhere. Somewhere he failed. He'll still get drafted. He'll be a second or third round draft pick and still make an NFL roster and move on.
Rob, it's like what I said about George Pickens. George Pickens is too much of a problem acting that way when he's not good enough to act that way.
Exactly.
Like, you deal with it with Antonio Brown because he was the best receiver in football at that time. But after a while, it gets old either way. And you're coming into a league where we're questioning your talent at the collegiate level, let alone at the NFL level. And if you are going – now, look, I don't know that he went into these meetings, but we all heard the same thing, that he was a little brash and they didn't like the way he was talking.
I don't think we need to question it anymore. He fell out of the first round. I think that was confirmation.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, he's the biggest name, I think, to fall out of the first round. I mean,
well, the safety
a lot of
out of
picks.
U.S.
Well, Mike Green fell out.
Yeah, the safety from South Carolina that everybody loves.
Evan Worry,
By the way, we heard the opposite about Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And look where he went. We heard about the interview process. We heard the exact opposite about him. And he went number two overall. Whether you like the trade to move up or not, there's nothing about Travis Hunter to suggest he needed to move down. So I don't think anybody's picking on you. I think it is what it is.
Well, it says even more that there wasn't a team that did what the Giants did in trading in for Jackson Dart.
For Dart.
Because that's the norm now. And I think you guys talked about it yesterday that we don't have a lot of second-round quarterbacks because the guys that people love, they're trading into the back end of the first round. They get the fifth-year option. And then you start to see other guys filter in, and that's why you don't see it. I do think Shador is going to be one of the first guys taken off the board today, and I'm not saying anything that's out there, but
I think so too.
It'll be fun to watch tonight to see if there's any jostling and where he goes.
I think so. I think teams don't want to marry themselves to that fifth-year option with him. By the way, I always have this category, Ed. And Jeremy, you don't have to listen.
Okay.
In a category of I wouldn't wear it, but it looks really smooth. Mm-hmm. Abdul Carter. I wouldn't wear it, but I like it.
That's how I felt about my wife's satin underwear. I wouldn't wear it because it doesn't look right on me, but I like it, Rob.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should try it. Don't knock it until you try it. I mean, you put them on and let us judge.
No, if I start moving fast, I get an erection. It's so comfortable. The friction.
From my understanding, we won't notice.
That's true. What are you going to do?
O's Nats recap. He just, I wasn't even there. And I felt you, Alonzo Mourning.
By the way, I think Joe saw it. It's like, nah, okay. Yeah, you got me.
That was good.
Yeah. O's Nats at 7 o'clock. O's finally get off the snide, but on the other side is Ravens. Reaction to the Ravens' first-round pick. I like it. Up next right here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
With the 27th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Malachi Starks, defensive back, Georgia.
Yes! Yes! And I said it yesterday, that's the guy I wanted, man.
Yep, I just think son.
This This kid is a baller. You match him with that other kid, Kyle Hamilton in the secondary, along with the kid you got from Clemson last. This is along with Adarius. This is shaping up to be one heck of a young secondary.
You have all first round picks in your secondary.
Woo! I love it. I love the pick. I do. I think he solidified it after the draft with his talk and the way he act. He's a Raven, man. That guy's a Raven 100%.
Yeah, they got A pluses. I talked about some of these teams got D's, like the Falcons got D's, and some of these grades I've seen. The Jaguars got a D. The Ravens got an A plus for picking up this kid.
Remember the last guy that Jacksonville drafted that ended up? Oh, never mind. I was reading about Starks where it seems like there's so many national writers that go, how does this happen every year? It feels like the Ravens drafted a guy that's perfect for them, that is a superior talent that for some reason slid in the draft. And it's easy to look at safeties and say why they slide in the draft, because a lot of people feel like those positions are replaceable. And do you want to spend, some high equity on a safety? To the Ravens, because when you bring in Malachi Starks, it lets you take Kyle Hamilton and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. And that's why I like the guy. I know it sounds sacrilegious, but I said this to Joe. I liked him better than the South Carolina kid. I did. I didn't say this on air before the draft because I almost felt guilty to say it. But I did. I just think in terms of not overall talent, the fit.
Yep.
What he does for the Ravens defense is more.
But is he really a Georgia player if he doesn't have any traffic violations?
He's a what?
Is he really a Georgia player if he doesn't have any traffic violations? I saw no speeding tickets, no drag racing, nothing.
I don't know. I mean, just because nobody's talked about it doesn't mean he doesn't have them.
It's the first time I heard somebody say, man, they drafted a kid out of Georgia. He's a really good kid. And I'm going, ain't nobody said that about anybody coming out of Georgia the past 5 years. So he's a good player.
Yeah, man. And he does seem to be a good kid. I mean, that's the plus. He's a I didn't want him because he's a Boy Scout, but he seems to be a Pro Bowl type of kid who, by the way, Ed, is a Boy Scout.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's an outstanding pick for them. As after the pick is done, and I was very happy they got him. He did really well again, but everyone said he fits in. He's very Raven. It's a very Ravens pick. This Ravens secondary, the defense just got better. The Ravens defense, it's just on and on and on about how good a pick this was for this team, how well he fits, how it makes sense. This is a very Ravens pick, and everyone's giving the Ravens high marks for this.
And I think it was a little nitpicky, but the negative on Starks is, they said at times he doesn't wrap up, and I don't think that's going to be an issue here because I think that'll get cleaned up relatively quick. I mean, we used to say it about Patrick Queen a lot, like trying to blow guys up instead of wrapping them up. Mm-hmm. But they talk about his ball skills and being able to cover the deep ball, and he's just going to be a perfect fit for this.
Yeah, he's willing to tackle. He just doesn't.
Yeah. What's that?
Queen still doesn't wrap up, so let's not use him as an example. But
right.
I think you can almost say it in any draft, when you talk about defenders, you can nitpick some defense because they don't practice defense anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing. The only criticism of him was his technique. And it wasn't his lack of will.
Yeah.
It was just his technique, and that's exactly what you said. So, yeah.
I don't know who it was on the panel. I was watching by the time my Ravens pick came up, I was actually on the plate waiting to take off so I could actually hear it. And I don't know who it was, but it goes back to what you said, Jeremy. Someone said, here we go, after the Ravens picked him. And here we go. Almost like to say, that's just what they do. They just seem to find the right person. It's real quiet, stealth-like almost. And just picking up the right guy. Everybody else is around and looking at it like, why didn't we think of that? I can imagine some teams are thinking that. Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know if it was Matt Miller from ESPN. And again, I read so many different articles about the fit for the Ravens, but somebody had said it just seems like every year that they take someone who feels safe, but it's not just a safe pick. It's a great player. Like, and again, when you go back and look at it, you see the way they use Wiggins and work him in. He's going to be better this year. You look at Kyle Hamilton when they took him and nobody expected it, and only one radio announcer in Baltimore thought it was going to be a bust. Anyway, so
no, just but pause for effect.
Remember the Ed Reed, if you can remember the Ed Reed pick, that was a safe pick at the time.
Yeah, but they were talking about they accidentally picked Ed Reed because they wanted that linebacker out of Northwestern,
and that was the safe pick because like, oh, well, you got this guy Reed here from Miami, may as well get him then. And oh, by the way, he's a Hall of Famer, arguably. You know what?
The greatest of all time.
To play that position of safety of all time. You know, that's just how they do. 410-583-1057. Let's go to the phone line and get Trippy in Baltimore.
What's hello. Up,
hey, hello. And with the 27th pick in the 2025 draft, the Baltimore Ravens select safety, Georgia. Malachi Stout. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I love that pick, man. I love it. I know that pick. I swear to God, I was very far from Henderson Village all the way to the castle last night. I swear to God. But look, man, look. I'm just happy we got that. Like, man, I was in a Twitter space last night. The way how these Ravens fans was, I can't even say the word. Y'all know what I wanted to say. I'm going to just say crying, though. You would have thought that was our only draft pick yesterday, man. Like, trust EDC, hello? Like, and Rob, let's be honest, bro. Other than Hollywood, every first-round draft pick that EDC drafted has produced, right?
I think, see,
Hollywood was a good player, too.
Hollywood had a 1,000-yard season. I think Hollywood produced, too. I think Hollywood was victimized by the offense he was in at the time. I would love to see him in this offense. But just for the sake of argument, yeah, if you don't think he produced, yeah, everybody except for him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm happy about that pick, man. Now we can get Kyle Hamilton playing in the box. I mean, for real, we probably could rotate, you know what I mean? Three safeties back there, my man 80 in the slot, you know what I mean? Everything going to happen, Marlon Humphrey in the slot. Like, everything just going to work out, man. Like, these Ravens fans, man, they just be pissing me off, man. Like, have patience. And it's another thing, right? I wanted to say this, right? And it's all y'all Ravens fans keep talking about, Joe Harbaugh didn't win a Super Bowl. It was Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. Now, how about these players step up and get us another Super Bowl? Hello?
Absolutely.
Man, y'all have a great Friday.
Absolutely. I'm sick of hearing that, too.
Somebody run his ass down to the phone store and get him a new phone. What's all that popping going on?
No lie.
Cracking.
Cricket Wireless.
Make sure they're not a sponsor.
Where you at?
Make sure they're not a sponsor.
Boost.
410-583-1057. That's the
hello? No, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Trippy's getting ready to tweet me in a 3, 2, 1.
O's Nats. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, did the Ravens get better last night? How do you think day 2 and day 3 pan out now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Malachi Stark is coming to Baltimore. His press conference will be today around 3 o'clock at One Winning Drive. And again, this kid, I'm going to give you what NFL.com wrote. We've seen this movie before. Teens pass on a talented nickelback slash safety, and the Ravens pounce. They made a similar move when taking Kyle Hamilton 3 years ago after he slipped in the drafts. Starks played all over the field at Georgia, which might have caused some teams to wonder where he would fit best in their defense. Of course, teams also passed on Brian Branch and Cooper DeJean for similar reasons in previous years, and their careers are off to great starts. Stark's versatility is a strength, not a weakness, as he finds and makes plays on the football. We've seen this movie before, Jeremy Kahn, and I think the Ravens' defense got better last night after one pick, and if their defense gets better, they get better.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, going back and looking at even throwing out Kyle Hamilton's name and where they were picking and Ronnie Stanley. And you have a down season, that means you're picking up top, or you made some great trade the year before and fleeced somebody. Like, Cleveland could be picking number one next year if Jacksonville turns out to be trash again. But when you look back at it, you know, that bad season, Lamar getting hurt got you Kyle Hamilton, and now you feel like you've got one of the best defensive players in the league. And if you want to keep him at his best, you put him where you think he's going to have the most success. Now, this guy, I don't care where you put him. You could have that guy kick for all I care, and I still think he's going to be good. But now bringing in Malachi Starks to go along with Kyle Hamilton, it allows you to do so much on that side of the ball. And again, this unit becomes scary one more time. And like, you could even who do we have on? I forget who I talked to yesterday that thought Kyle Hamilton was the Ravens' best pass rusher. So, like, you think about the different ways you can use him. I mean, we could see a guy that puts up some weird stat line that we've never seen in the NFL with sacks, interceptions, fumbles, all those things.
Ed, I mean, there's nothing not to like about this draft pick.
No, there's nothing. This is as good as it's going to get, man. I mean, again, like, there's nothing. I'm waiting for, you know, the phones to light up and everybody start pitching about, wow, we should have got it. Yeah. No, you couldn't have done any better. This is one of the, you know, of all the names we went over yesterday, we threw out, I threw out a couple of mock, you know, draft names, and this guy was in there. He's one of them. He's one of the people you really wanted. And he fell to them. And again, we didn't expect these guys to even be there when the Ravens were picking. Somehow he was, and I'm glad they got him. But then others like Green, Amunwori, guys like that, Shedeur Sanders. The draft is so unpredictable. The Ravens, again, did well because other teams who had the same opportunities or better opportunities, you're left scratching your head like, you what?
Mm. Shout out to what? Ken McCusick, though. Ken McCusick planted the seed on Tuesday. You guys weren't on. He said the biggest drop would be Mike Green. And he talked about the black dot. Mm-hmm. And how he heard the Ravens black dotted him and the something that they probably wouldn't overlook.
Rob, I didn't want to tell you, but he told us on Monday and you weren't there. So, I mean, we found out first.
But McCusick was all over that, man. He said, I don't know. But he said, I don't think the Ravens draft him. I'm like, why would they draft Mike Green? And he told me during the commercial break, and then you know me, he tell me during the commercial break, I'm gonna throw you under the bus when the segment starts. Hey, why won't they get Mike Green? and that's pretty much why. So, and you know, it has to be some tremendous character issues with that kind of talent.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody passed on him.
Do you guys? Let me ask you this: do you guys believe if Tennessee hadn't taken James Pierce, or I'm sorry, if Tennessee hadn't, or if Atlanta hadn't traded up and grabbed James Pierce Jr. Out of Tennessee? Do you think the Ravens would have taken him over Starks, or Starks is just too perfect of a fit, even though you have a needed pass rusher?
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
I don't know where they had Pierce Jr. on their board, but he slid a little bit.
I'm not even going to swing and act like I thought about that because I haven't, but it's a great question, and I think it's a legitimate question because he's a tremendous talent. He's also a position of need.
Yeah,
I don't want to bail out of it, Ed, but I think it all depends on who was higher on their board. If he was higher on their board, yes. But I almost feel like, not just saying it because they got him last night, I almost feel like Stark is carved out to be a Raven on this particular defense. You want to help out Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton is defensive player of the year good. And now he can win that with Malachi Stark back there with him.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. And that's actually, you know, when I've been way too late following up on this draft pick. But all the people around the country who follow football and follow the draft said exactly that. It's not just it was a great pick, but it's a great pick for the Ravens because it fits in perfectly for the Ravens and Kyle Hamilton and all the things that they need. It's just, again, I don't know who was where, but obviously he was high on their board. But he is a perfect fit, according to everybody who's been watching this. So, I mean, again, the tip of the cap to the EDC and his staff.
410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phone lines. Parkville, Chris. Oh, Chris? He's gone. He's shy. He went away. He wasn't ready.
By the way, watching the draft last night and seeing the way that things are going and Shedeur falling into round two, the Browns have the first and the fourth pick. To start the second round, interesting enough, it goes the Browns, Houston, Tennessee, the Browns. But if you're the Browns with that first pick, if they want a quarterback, are you taking a quarterback there knowing that the next two teams don't need one, but there's obviously a chance that someone trades up? You get what I'm saying?
Hear me out. If there's a position that I need more, then I'm taking that first. However, I don't think the Browns of all people can pass on this one. Because it's funny you said it because I was talking to Joe during the break. Shedeur Sanders is talented enough to make people pay for this. Do I think he's – I told you what I think of. I don't think he's the type of guy that can say, get on my back and I'm going to carry you there. I don't think any of these quarterbacks are. But I think he's talented enough to make you pay for this.
I'll tell you, I think
his DNA is petty enough to make you pay for this.
I think you're exactly right about the Browns. So as I'm looking at the board, so the fifth pick today is the Raiders. The eighth pick is the Saints. They both could use quarterbacks, and it's not going to cost you much to move up four or five spots if Cleveland doesn't take a quarterback at one. And maybe Cleveland's looking at the quarterbacks going, I don't want to take one of these guys in the second round either. So, I mean, maybe this is all talk for naught, but when you have a player like Shador that falls out of the first round, of course everybody's going to talk about it now and wonder who's going to take him at the top of the second round, because that's kind of where I feel like he's going to go.
You know, I know we're going to talk Orioles baseball at 7 o'clock, and it was a tremendous pitching out effort last night. But no one in that game threw a better curveball than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because there was a love fest for Shador Sanders before the draft.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and they say, no.
Mm-mm.
What a curveball, man.
They drafted Derek Harmon out of Oregon. Defensive tackle. Looking at some of these things and what the teams within the division are doing – Cleveland has the chance to make their team very interesting with the surrounding pieces, but without a quarterback, I don't know that you're necessarily concerned.
I'm telling you, I think to ride with Flacco for this season, they wait till next year.
I mean, there's better quarterback prospects in next year's class.
Year's quarterback class is supposed to be stacked as opposed to this one.
Yeah,
you have Joe Flacco, ride with him for the season. You'll probably not do anything.
And you got Jacksonville's first-round pick now.
Ride with Joe Flacco and you go 9-8? Then again, you said you got
Jacksonville's pick.
So they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you agree with the Ravens' decision in the first round? We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side, we're going to take a look around the rest of the draft. See who won, who lost. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on The Fan.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon.
And as I said earlier, what a curveball, but not really a curveball. There's just some doubt in my mind that they were going to get Shador Sanders in, only because there was so much talk about Shador Sanders. And normally, when they talk about the NFL draft, where there's smoke, there's no fire. There's only smoke. Because the real fire is real quiet, real calm. And they went out and they got Derek Harmon from Oregon, and NFL.com gave him an A. They said that was their pick also in their mock draft. They thought this guy was a can't miss, especially with the fact that Cameron Hayward turns 36 in May.
36, huh?
Almost time to go.
It's time
thoughts
to go,
on this,
pretty
Jerry,
much.
You think this is a good pickup?
I mean, look, a little undersized, right? When you look at it, it's. I mean, is 315 technically undersized when you're talking about D tackles in today's game? Because we got guys that are pushing 340, 350. And again, this I keep using the word knee-jerk reaction, but is this a reaction to what you're seeing with the Ravens and Derrick Henry? Because clearly you look at this division and you go, well, we got to work on stopping this. If I'm a team in this division that's not the Ravens, I look at the Ravens as a team that I have to catch. So the same way that we talked about teams in the AFC flinching about Pat Mahomes and trying to gear up their defense, I remember years ago when the Broncos kept drafting cornerbacks because they kept losing to the Colts in the postseason. The Colts trying to get the league to change the rules because they kept losing to the Patriots in the postseason. You know, like there's all these things that go on, but I do think that teams look within their division and go, hey, this we need to look for this because this team's too good at this. And the Ravens are clearly, if not the best running team in football, one of the top three.
I'll scratch my head at the 49ers pick. I know they needed an edge rusher, but maybe they could have gone in so many different directions. Mikel Williams out of Georgia, I know have Georgia defender, will compete. But that pick made me scratch my head a little
bit. But he was slated. He was one of the guys slated to go to them anyway. They had their eye on him, and it was out there. I didn't quite get it, but it was not a big surprise when I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah.
A lot of linemen went on both sides of the ball.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Steelers took like the fourth defensive tackle taken was the Steelers pick.
Yeah.
I think fourth. It was definitely, yeah. There were three before him.
I love the Patriots pick, Will Campbell. I love him.
Did you ever hear his quote when it's gone viral now, and it was viral before, but they asked Will Campbell about, you know, playing college football, and he was going, he said, look, man, the guy on the other side of the ball, if he ends up getting a sack every game, he ends up with 12 sacks, he gets drafted in the top 10. If I give up a sack every game, I'm working for Amazon. Not that there's anything wrong with working for Amazon, but I've got, you know, he's basically got visions of grandeur. I want to play at the next level. So, like, he has a great head on his shoulders, and I think the Patriots got one of the best players in the draft.
Now, Jeremy, you follow the Dolphins a lot because you love their head coach. How do you feel about Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle out of Michigan?
Oh, man. They need help on that side of the ball, so it's kind of hard for me to fault them for taking – anything on that side of the ball. Kenneth Grant,
I don't like the pick.
I saw different things with him possibly falling. You hear so many rumors ahead of time, you don't know what's real. Turns out the Shedeur Sanders stuff was real, but like some of this other, I don't know. But the one that got me was, and I don't know if you guys enjoyed watching, it was Kelvin Banks getting taken by the Saints, the offensive lineman. And I guess it was his girlfriend, had the baby in the arms, and she started cheering, and the damn baby woke up and started throwing up. It's like, but that was the pick. Yeah, that was a great scene. But yeah, like, I mean, we could sit here. This is the one thing I always had an issue with is we always want to see grades on it, but what are you grading the team on? Is it who you think they should have took, who they actually took, how you feel the player is going to fit there, you know, like.
And if you notice, I'm not going by other people's grades. I'm just telling you what I like.
I'm just looking at it, you know, coldly, because I have no dog in this fight whatsoever. But they could have gotten Walter Nolan, who was actually supposed to be like I thought the guy as far as defensive lineman in this draft, and they picked Grant. So
he fell to Arizona, right?
He fell to the Cardinals. Yeah.
Let's see. The Chargers pick up a running back in the offseason. Greg Roman is their OC. They pick a running back in the first round, Omarion Hampton.
By the way, I hate doing this to Omarion, but, like, he's Ashton Light, man. Like, this is such a great consolation prize if you're picking the second-best running back in this draft, because this kid, he's going to be special at the next level. And it's funny that people aren't talking about him because he doesn't have the same size. And when you look at Jonte, all the things he did, Omarion's going to be a star in this league. And he went to the right team. Like, it might take a while because they're going to spell him and other guys are going to get carries. Once he gets his opportunity, I don't think he's looking back.
Yeah, there's no doubt his mom was a B2K fan.
Yeah.
Naming that kid Omarion. Let's go out to the phone lines right now and get Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What's going on with y'all?
I love your team's pick, man.
Yeah, I love it too. Hey, real quick. Hey, Rob, man. Tonight, man, it's a house party. I want to take you two up more off of 8 Mile, man, if you try and roll.
Let's not say that we did. Man, I ain't going to no house party. What
you kidding me?
8 Mile. Man, it's BYOB, man.
Rob's got a battle rap with Papa Doc tonight.
You're adding reasons for me not to go.
Oh, man, I forgot you bougie. I forgot who I'm talking to. Right,
no,
whatever,
I'm not
man.
Bougie. I'm smart. You want me to go to a house party in the city?
Hey, Rob, you can be smart and bougie, by the way.
let's go to 8 Mile in Detroit and go to a house party that's BYOB. That sounds like an idea. A bad one, but an idea.
You good with me, man. You know they good, man. All right, Rob. Listen.
Right. See the story tomorrow. Among the injured were.
Hey, so before I get to the Ravens, right? So the Cowboys, right? I wanted that running back, man. Everybody was like, you know, he wasn't going to fall to us. He wasn't going to be there. But, you know, you see what happened in 1990, though. Emmitt Smith fell number 17 to us, though. But
hey,
it is,
Jeremy,
what it is.
He doesn't even realize he fell for the setup. You said his team, and this is the guy that says he's not going to be a Cowboy fan anymore.
It's my last year, my last go-around. It is what it is, you know?
If it's your last trip, then why are you worried about who they draft?
I hope they win the Super Bowl this year and see how Rashawn acts.
It could be that year, though, you know? But everybody's jealous of the pick, though. Basically, the guy's the, you know, the black Zach Martin we got. So, man, you know, we're going to be able to run the ball with Miles Sanders back there, Javonte Williams.
Yeah, called him and, Black Martin.
Black Zach.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, but as far as the Ravens, though, I kind of wanted them to take the Josh Simmons because you can't have enough, you know, enough depth on that O-line. And I don't really trust Ronnie Stanley's reliability, man. You know, he's been hurt a lot. I mean, I know they're investing a lot of money into him. But, you know, I mean, they let the guy go to the Chiefs. So, you know, he's going to be blocking for Mahomes now. But I guess the safety pick was a good plug-and-play guy. You know, he'd be good back there. So, but other than that, man, I'll holler at y'all. I'll see you tonight, Rob.
Thanks.
See you later.
BYOB.
Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Good morning. Hey, Rob, the Ravens did what we thought they were going to do.
Oh, yes.
They didn't get too cute. Hey, Jeremy, real quick, do you think with the 59th pick that they got somebody that can replace Patrick McCarry?
McCarry? Yeah, I mean, look, I think they'll find somebody in here. I mean, the thing with McCarry was his versatility and how great it was in all the different positions he could play. I mean, you might say that he wasn't great at any one of those, but he was good in a different facet whenever you had to use him. So I do think they draft an offensive lineman tonight. I don't know if it's round two. But yeah, I can't wait for tonight because I think there's so much intrigue with Shador at the beginning that I might be just locked in for round two and round three and keep watching this thing.
First thing about it, Shador couldn't come out with that nice black leather jacket that he had on.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed, too.
Broadcasting live from Sarasota. I'm over here in Detroit getting ready for some Orioles baseball tonight. Jeremy and Joe holding it down at the Hub at the Fan in Baltimore and on the other side. O's Nats. O's finally ending the losing streak. Is there a new stopper in the house? One of the most big bad morning show on the Fan.